I think one guy that's on the flip side that's going to be a bigger part than he was in that game is Al Wright. I mean, we've seen what he's done to be the freshman of the year, and a lot of the damage that he did has been since and after that January 4th date, because he wasn't much of a factor at that point. Yeah, he was having a good freshman season up to that point, but he really caught fire after that, and so that's going to be something the Panthers are definitely going to have to contend with on the perimeter with what he can do teaming up with Cooper Schwieger. But you go back to that game here, and it was a lot of turnovers. That was a game after Jacob Munson had left the game before with an ankle injury. It was questionable whether or not he was going to play. He toughed it out and did get out there and actually started to play 20 minutes in that game, but he was certainly well below healthy at that point. He ended up missing the next game against Murray State completely. And so him taking one field goal and hitting two free throws, that was not the Jacob Munson who had been so impactful to that point, and then became impactful again once he got back to full strength and full health. So that's going to be something I'm looking forward to see in this matchup with Huddy back out there. Titan Anderson had a huge game getting to the free throw line, which he's done all season long to put the lead in the Valley in attempts and free throws made, and what he's done. So continuing to attack the basket and then taking care of the basketball. That was the biggest thing. Panthers lost that game by 7. The discrepancy in points off the turnovers was 7. They got down with 6 early threes that Alpha was able to hit in the first half. So locking up that 3-point defense, taking care of the basketball. When you look at the last game, those are the biggest things the Panthers are going to have to shore up as they meet Deacons for just the second time.